to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. Will Jones speaking here again. Welcome back. Well, in the last show, I got to talk to Britton Shaw about his Memorial Day weekend fly-in. And in that show, we just kind of skimmed over the ratings requirement for his fly-in. Being a new guy myself, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, well, I guess I'll sign up for the ratings. Wow, on the big list though, it was a major topic and still going strong. So I thought I'd give Britton a call back and see if he would like to maybe explain a little bit better about his rating requirements for his fly-in, and USPA also came up. So what I have for you here is a conference call with Britton Shaw, Jeff Goyne, and myself. I do apologize for the high-pitched hum that you hear in the background. I did filter a lot of it out. I apologize for that. I don't know if it was because the way we were conference calling. Boy, it was a major deal, but we got it, and it's not really that bad, and I hope you learn a little bit more about USPA ratings, and it may be to change your mind for about not coming to the fly-in. Thank you for listening. I'd like to thank Britton and Jeff once again for giving me their time.
All right, on the line with me, I have Britton Shaw and Jeff Goyne. Welcome, guys. Thank you for giving me your precious time.
Glad to be here.
How are y'all doing today?
Good. We're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is it cold? It actually should be pretty warm up there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like 70 degrees in my hotel room. I mean, I fly in on a nice warm jet, walk through a nice warm terminal, get on a nice warm van, and here I am at whatever this hotel is.
Jeff, come on. Now, we know you get on the limousine.
Exactly.
And you got hot chick women keeping you warm all the way there.
The life.
You've been reading different comics than my reality.
The life of a pilot. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
man, can you believe all the action on the PPG big list over my little fly-in?
It's amazing.
Well, I don't know if I've seen all of it. I don't see all the posts. I look at the titles, and I've seen there's been some stuff on the ratings thing. So, it always baffles me why people get uptight about that. A little background on it. When I got into sport in 1999, I looked at it and I wanted to get some training that was reasonably standardized. Basically, that a group of people, because I felt there was more comfort in numbers, agreed was appropriate training for a new pilot. And the only thing out there was the U.S. Hang Glider Association, which has a great program. And so I looked at it and they said that basically the P2 rating is what we feel, what the majority of instructors feel through the organization is the best, is what you need to go safely on your own. And so that's what I did. And then after I got into the sport, I learned, you know, there's a lot more to this motoring than meets the eye. And so I set out, there were some other efforts, and I said, I think we should have the same thing. So I got instructors, some of the most prolific instructors at the time, together to come up with a ratings program that was essentially the power equivalent of that. And the idea is it's completely voluntary. And if you want, and your flying is one of the reasons. The primary purpose of the ratings program is so that a pilot can come into this sport and use the wisdom of a group of instructors with lots of experience. And these are the guys that put together the syllabus. I consulted it with them. Alan Giugliotti started it, and then I basically finished it, but I did that by consulting with all these instructors. And so we put the code of that. And now a guy can come in and have some assurance that he's getting a standardized training that's agreed as appropriate for a new pilot to be able to go out on their own.
Yeah.
That's the single biggest reason for wanting ratings. But there are other reasons. For example, I envision that eventually insurance may come about.
Yes.
And the insurance is going to want to have some standardized, recognized ratings program, or parks may want a ratings program. And there are, I guess, a couple of parks that will let you fly there if you do have a USPPA rating.
Yes.
And I'd also envision that eventually maybe USPPA could get its own tandem program, and the ratings would be the basis of it. And that has thankfully happened. So the ratings are now recognized by the FAA because they are the way to get a tandem certification. And one of the cool things about it is that USPA doesn't charge. In fact, about, I guess it was maybe a year, a little over a year ago, we're reasonably well-funded, and a lot of that is because we don't have hardly any expenses. It's all volunteers. Basically, everything we do is done by volunteers, so our expenses are incredibly low. That allows us to have income sources from donations. We have the Parastars Club made a big donation. Other people have made donations. And our membership dues, almost, if you were to look at charitable organizations, and we are a 501c3, which I don't know, I don't think of any of the other ultralight associations are, you know, full charitable, tax-deductible type organizations. They may have branch that is, or, you know, some affiliated, but we can take tax-deductible donations. And I'll bet we have probably the lowest cost structure where the money goes out to various projects, whatever they may be, whether it's brochures or video, the ratings, development, printing, magazine, all that.
Well, hey, Jeff, let's talk just a minute about this reimbursement program, these PPG ratings.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be a lot of people at this fly-in that will be participating in those rating clinics. Let's say that every single one of them pass. Is there enough money in the USPPA to cover those reimbursement expenses?
Yeah, that's actually my first exposure to your fly-in and rating program was your email asking, hey, is this going to break the bank? And it's still, amazingly enough, new memberships and renewals are sufficient that we are not draining the fund for this. So you could have quite a few. I mean, I'm guessing 100. You could have 100 people get ratings, and we'd still be able to pay for it with no problem. And eventually
wow.
The program's going to end because, I mean, we have been increasing the number of ratings.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be public for at least a year. But another reason I wanted to say is for the ratings is so that people could have fly-ins and require ratings because maybe their site requires it. Maybe the landowner requires it. And, you know, we're not used to isn't going out there and saying, hey, you know, we think you, Mr. Landowner, need to require ratings. But doggone it, if it doesn't exist, guess what? It's not even an option.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in my case, and people have read my novel that I've posted now, but
yeah,
the landowner got really uncomfortable about the number of pilots we had. And, yes, for those that did attend, we had that nice gust front that moved through, and I guess the landowner found out about it from one of the hands that was out there. And the long story short, he pretty much approached me and said, hey, you know what, I'm kind of uncomfortable about this. And the pilots and you all were doing some training out there that you weren't part of, you know, because I allowed some other instructors to come in and train students. But I had to come up with a way to assure him that we would put in some safety safeguards, so to speak.
Right.
And one thing was this ratings program and belonging to USPA. And actually, you know what? He, in addition to the liability release forms, he really liked hearing about that rating requirement. and he doesn't even know anything about PPG.
Yeah, it only makes sense. I mean, many other similar sports, obviously hang gliding and paragliding is one. Scuba diving is another great example where it's basically risky, especially for people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, having a PPG-2 rating is not a guarantee that you're a great pilot. It means that you have to have passed tests, you have had to have demonstrate certain skills, and been presented with certain knowledge. And as of this year, going through the syllabus is required to get a rating. It has been for the training reimbursement, but now it's required. So the idea is that the rating actually means something. So it's not a guarantee, but at least you now know the person has been exposed to certain things about FAR 103, about weather, about gust fronts, etc. You know, this stuff is in the syllabus. So, you know, it's a tool that flying organizers can use if there is any compelling reason to do so.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff, you've been to that fly-in before, and you know that we are very close to some very sensitive airspace issues. And, you know, what I found was that each year at the fly-in, I was having to do a lot of explaining just about airspace. You know, I gave out flyers and this and that, but I was enamored with questions about airspace. So what better way to learn about these items and practically get paid for it? I mean, you know, you pay for the rating, but you get reimbursed. It's like it's free training.
Right. You know what? That's what so floors me about people that give grief about the money aspect of it. I don't know, and I credit Chris Bowles, by the way, for coming up with this idea. It wasn't mine. We were sitting at a meeting at a fly-in talking about, you know, the money is just growing, and what can we do? We're trying to encourage training through, you know, thorough training through these ratings. What can we do? And Chris made the suggestion, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, what a great idea. So nobody can say, oh, you spent out for the money. We're giving it away. We're giving it away to those who are willing to go to that level to just show to themselves, hey, okay, I've learned this stuff. I've met these skill requirements, and then we'll reimburse the student who goes through and passes the program.
So when was USPA actually founded? When? What? 2000?
February, I think, 2001.
Now, what I've noticed in reading the post, it seems like myself, I'm just over a year flying, got 60 flights in. I'm very open to the idea. What I see is guys that have, it looks like, about 3 years and more really have a problem with it. I mean, what do you do to get to those guys? I mean, can you do anything to get to those guys to say, hey, it's not a bad thing. If anything, it's a good thing. You know,
one of my goals is, I'm obviously heavily involved in regulated aviation.
Yes.
I have a helicopter, an airplane, and I fly for a living. So I'm heavily involved in regulated aviation. I don't want power paragliding to go that route. And I don't think that Part 103 is at that much risk right now, but I don't want to see it go that way.
Yes.
And I think that what we can tell those people is, hey, this is voluntary. We're not forcing it on anybody. We're trying to encourage good training. What is the downside of that? I mean, this came out, it's actually reduced quite a bit, it seems like, anyway, the objection to the ratings, as more instructors have done it, we've done this, we've basically taken away some of the financial incentive where an instructor can charge another $100 or I think it's $150. And then the student gets reimbursed the $150, so basically the rating is free. Because it does take more time for an instructor to administer. So I think what you can tell to the people that have been flying for 3 years and say, why do I need a rating, is, well, then don't get one. But if for your own benefit you want to see that you measure up to the standards that most instructors in the industry think are required to go out on your own, then do it for your own sake. I mean, I don't think I have ever. I'm a free flight pilot also. I do a lot of paragliding when I have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I have the opportunity, I'll paraglide instead of motor. I have never been asked for a rating card. Nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, there may be a few that, you know, oh, I'm a P this or P that, but mostly it's for the individual to have some sense of, okay, I know what I have at least been exposed to, what most people think is appropriate to go on my own. So just tell the people, hey, it's voluntary. You don't have to do it, but don't you think it's worthwhile that the other people have been trained at this level? It certainly makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I read a post on the big list, and I can't remember who said this, but they were just talking about something as simple as a mass gaggle cross country. And just by throwing out, hey, who are the PPG 2s and higher, because we're going to do a 50-mile cross country. And right off the bat, we can set our course and know, hey, these PPG 2 and higher can hit a target within such a distance, and so they'd all be welcome to come, and we really wouldn't have to worry about traveling over certain terrain that much. So
exactly. And everybody will take different risks, but to get the PPG 2 rating, the single most difficult task is to be able to consistently land within 40 feet of your target. Mm. And that is no small task. Some people will poo-poo it, but you go out there, you even go out to a free flight site to where they have the 25-foot circle drawn. Yushka's circle is 25 feet. It's entirely unrealistic. Entirely unrealistic. I've gone out to sites where, you know, all of these P3s and higher, they're flying, and they miss it all the time. So it's not like they're going to hit it all the time, but that is the most difficult task out there. And if they have, they've at least demonstrated they can consistently do it, that's a big bonus for people going on a cross country.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And you know,
and it's not to say that if someone does not have a PPG 2 rating, they cannot do it. Nobody at all is saying that. It's only saying that, hey, this is one way that you can show someone else that you've been looked at and certified by a third party. It's not just, hey, man, I've been flying for X number of years, so I'm there. Well, you know what? I know a number of pilots who have been flying for X number of years, and they cannot hit that 40-foot target.
Hey, Jeff, do you want to talk about anything else about USPPA?
Well, let's see. We talked about the foundation, what we started. I just got an email of somebody asking me where the money comes from. And we're very lean, as I mentioned, so we get donations, the sales, and membership fees. I don't know if I answered that before or not, but so.
Yeah, I think you did. And you know what I didn't get a chance to do is I didn't get a chance to tell Chris Bowles, thank you very much for coming up with that idea.
Yeah, great idea. Absolutely great idea. So,
and it was good to know that you've already confirmed that, gosh, we could have up to 100 pilots that all get ratings, and there's enough money there for them to get reimbursed.
Well, you know, Britton, you are actually saying that people can't come to your fly-in, you know. I mean, that's the way the it seems like people are seeing that, you know, that you're actually telling people they can't come, and I don't think you're doing that, you know. I mean,
no, well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that. I've been getting loads of emails about that. I'm going to try to say this in as few words as possible. Anyone can come to this fly-in. The only requirement is that if they are not PPG 2 rated or higher, they must enroll in the clinic. So anyone can come to this fly-in. And you know what? If you're not a flyer and you want to come, come on. You won't even need to enroll in the clinic. There are going to be a lot of people that we host every year. We want them to come and check out the sport. There's a lot to learn. You can touch and feel and watch, and that is invaluable to those that are checking out the sport and just that, to have the opportunity to visit with folks. But again, anyone can come. If you want to fly, you do have to enroll in the one of the PPG clinics if you're not already rated.
Oh, who's going to be, is it you and Chuck? Is Chuck going to be doing part of the clinics also?
Yeah, Jeff, actually, we're going to have several instructors, and you know, I threw out the number earlier, 100 people to get rated. I hope it doesn't turn into that, because at that point, I'm really going to have to start putting the squeeze on things, because that's the number that we were at last year, and the landowner got uncomfortable, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know that we'll get to that number, but we'll take it.
Are you taking advanced registrations now?
Yes. Actually, what we'll do is, if I see there's an unofficial website out there right now that's got a list of who's coming, and if all of a sudden I see that list starting to grow rapidly to the point where I think we're going to be approaching that 100 mark again, then I'll throw something out to impose. But hey, get your name on that list out there on that website, and it's already posted out on the PPG Big List.
What is the website? Do you have it?
Will, why don't you know, we've got it posted out there in a big list, and I don't have it here in front of me. If you go out to the Yahoo PPG Big List.
Yeah.
Well, also, isn't it on USPPA.org?
You know what? I think we have that unofficial site on there, but I will be sure to send that to you so we can get it out
there. Put it on the events page.
Yeah, but Jeff, what you had asked is, hey, what instructors are going to be out there, this and that? Well, the long story short is there is an instructor clinic going on that Check usually hosts, and I posted a few words about how wonderful that clinic is, that there's never been a candidate, to my knowledge, that has ever felt like they didn't gain from that. They usually walk away saying, gosh, I can't believe I've gone all these years and not participated in this ratings clinic or the instructor clinic. The other part of that is we will have several USPPA instructors just administering these clinics. And so what we'll do is we'll have an expert for airspace. We'll have an expert for FAR 103. We'll have an expert on weather. And Mr. Goen, any of those that you would like to come in and teach, we would be honored to have you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. My airline thing is kind of weird because I never know what my schedule is until the 12th of the month prior.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's your open invitation.
I appreciate that, of course.
You know, we will still have our time to sneak away and get down to the free-flying mountains.
Well, that was awesome.
As a new guy, plenty of benefits there as far as USPPA ratings and stuff like that is the way I look at it. Like I said, it's being a year into actual flying and everything, I see it as more, like I said, a benefit and to hone my skills and stuff. And
well, you know, we can always learn, not just from the instructors, but there is a lot to learn just from pilots like you, Will, who just have a few flights. Everyone has something to share that folks can learn from.
Yes.
Yeah, I marvel. That is an interesting thing to be in the sport. I just got back from Paris Toys a couple weeks ago, and this last weekend, the Flying Circus. And what an absolute hoot. And I learned a lot. You just go around and you watch. I mean, it's not always one way, and you'll be around a lot of pilots. The cool thing is about these clinics, like the Albuquerque one, is that all the pilots are usually, they're wanting to learn. That's why they're there. So they're open-minded, and they always come away having learned something. And they learn not just from the instructors, but from their fellow participants who have something to add.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate you having on. Like I said, there was just so much excitement out there on the PPG Big List, and there's definitely been some misconceptions. But
Britain add gasoline to the fire is what he did. I mean, it was like... It was,
you know,
blazing.
It's been a conspiracy theory from the moment I learned to powered paraglide. I just had all of this in mind.
Well, time I've known Britton, he is a dedicated instructor, pilot, who wants to do the right thing, so I give you a lot of credit for everything that you're doing.
Well, appreciate it. There's no doubt we're going to have a really good time, and hopefully you'll find out on your airline schedule that you'll be able to make it back again this year.
I certainly hope so, and thanks for having me.
Thank
okay,
you, Jeff.
Take care, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye.
A lot of things there I'd like to kind of talk about. I mean, I see a benefit in, you know, getting the ratings and stuff like that. I mean, due to the fact that
you're going to get paid to get rated. I mean, I don't see a negative in that at all. I mean, unless I didn't understand what he was saying.
No, and you know, I guess another way to put this is, and I might have even have already written this, but you would actually just have to choose not to come to this fly-in.
Yeah.
That's basically what it amounts to. Because people might disagree with the concept or with just with my requirements. And I mentioned this in my post that, you know, and several people said it for me already. Yeah, it's my fly-in, and I can impose the limitations that I want to in there. But the most important thing that I want people to know here is that this is my home site, and that sod farm is my flying livelihood. If I damage that reputation with those landowners, I don't have that site anymore, which ultimately my future students would pay the price, because that site is a premium. It's just miles and miles of no obstructions.
It's PPG dream. It's a PPGer's dream, you know.
Yeah, it's not the only site in the nation, but
yeah,
it's one of the only sites here in the central U.S. that these landowners just really let us have a great time,
yeah.
And they don't give us a hard time. So I want to stay on their good side.
Well, safety first, you know. If this is a way to ensure more safety, I can understand that, and yep. That's why I don't understand it. It's hard for people to understand that, and I guess unless you really are dealing with, like you are dealing with, a landowner, you know, and if to ensure him that there's not just a bunch of yahoos coming and going to tear the place up.
It.
You know?
That's a good point, and like I mentioned earlier, I think that was very comforting to those landowners to know, and they don't even know what the rating requirements really are.
Yeah.
They just heard me say rating, and it was just like an instant relief for them. It was very interesting.
Wow. You think you'll get 100 people to train?
You know, on one side of it, I want to think, you know what, we're going to probably have more than 100 people, but how I got this whole thing started was to try to somewhat discourage that much participation, because I just didn't want to have and handle that many pilots. So again, in one way, I want lots of people to be able to come in and get the benefit of these ratings. On the other hand, you know, it's nice to have these small fly-ins, and I'm really glad to hear and read all of these folks chime in about the fly-ins that they have, and just that folks have that opportunity to have the experience to go to any of these fly-ins that have all of these, you know, fly-ins that say, you know, anything goes.
Yes.
And then you've got fly-ins that say you got to have a helmet, you got to have a radio, you got to have this, got to have that. You've got lots of opportunities out there. Just go to one.
Yes, because a lot of people did chime in after ratings and fly-ins and stuff on the big list was talking about some of the fly-ins that were coming up. And, yeah, they may not necessarily deal with the same situation you deal with as far as your landowner trying to make them feel comfortable.
Hey, I've got a funny story I want to share with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last year at our fly-in, we had the ratings clinic. It wasn't mandatory. And I had this class. I was conducting it. It was midday, and we were talking about some weather issues. One of the weather issues are gust fronts. And here go the senior PPG pilots who have been around the sport years and years, and none of them had ratings. As a matter of fact, we had approached them that morning about participating in the ratings classes and that, and they said, nah, we don't need a ratings class, this and that. And maybe they knew a lot about weather, but they sure didn't exercise that judgment, because here comes this gust front. And so my class is sitting there. We're talking about gust fronts. These guys launch, and they get caught up in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
We are so fortunate that none of them got hurt. Some of them got tumbled through the corn. Some of them landed 20 miles away, whatever. It really shook them up. And, you know, it was just it was a very good ratings class. I'm going to tell you what, you want to talk about some credibility for the class. All those students really perked up after seeing it. Eyewitnessing something like that happen. And, you know, I'm sure those pilots, those senior pilots that got caught up in that thing, had to swallow a lot of pride to walk back when that was all said and done. But we're glad that all of them were okay.
Okay, all right. Guys, this is not to discourage anybody from coming to the fly-in, you know? I mean, what else can you say to them directly? It's like, this is not saying don't come, is what I'm getting. And I don't feel like you're keeping me away from it. I mean, I look at it as, okay, this is an opportunity, and hopefully more people will actually see that. It's more of an opportunity to hone your skills and learn maybe something you didn't know.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing there is people were concerned that they would drive for hundreds of miles and get stuck in a class for the entire
time. I remember reading that, yes.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I would want to know that. I wouldn't want to drive all that way and not get to have any fun. But the amount of class time is very well integrated into the day, whereas, you know, you get to don your gear and go fly.
Yeah.
When you come back, when the conditions get rowdy midday, hey, we'll sit down, go through some clinics, we'll go through some discussions, this and that. We'll brief the flights for qualification later in the evening. And, hey, there will be plenty of time to have fun, let me tell you.
I don't know if you've ever, and I guess I should have asked Jeff before he left, have you ever thought about grandfathering some of those guys, you know?
That's a good question. Basically, grandfathering is you demonstrate your knowledge, you demonstrate your abilities, mm-hmm. and here's your rating. That's how easy it is.
Yeah.
It's really not a week-long course. It's very quick. Most of the pilots that will be there that are attending these clinics are already going to be proficient. They're already going to know a lot of the information that's presented. But you know what? I will bet you anything that everyone will walk away learning something. Maybe they're not an expert in weather. Maybe they're not an expert in the
airspace.
Aeronautical charts for airspace.
Yes.
You know, you're going to walk away learning something.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of the folks in the class might even learn from that individual. So it's a nice, just like these radio shows, when you get a good exchange going, everybody learns.
Yes. Well, anything else you want to tell the listeners? I think we accomplished a lot. Hopefully they kind of listened to Jeff and kind of listened to you too, to try to tell them, hey guys, come out, learn. Don't go. We're not trying to push you away. Any last words that you would like to tell?
Don't be discouraged. Don't be reluctant to come to the fly-in. If you've got all the if you meet all the requirements for the ratings, you know, there are going to be a lot of folks there. They're going to be in the same boat. Come on. And the only thing that I can do that might put a damper on things is limit the number of participants if I see it's getting too high. So anyway, everybody can go out to the Jerry Cathcart's website. He's done a fantastic job of putting that Memorial Day fly-in website together.
It is www.contentdata.info/2009fly-in. And I will put it in the show notes again. And
hey, you know what we ought to do is...
what's up?
If it's okay with you, folks might listen to this and have even some more questions that need to be talked about. So, you know what? Maybe they will shoot you an email and
yeah, absolutely.
That they want answered.
Yes,
I'll be glad to come back on your show and,
okay.
and answer those.
Well, great. Yeah, we'll definitely put that in there and tell them to email me questions or. You know, it would be nice if we could get maybe somebody else on that, you know, that kind of disagrees. I never even thought about that. That might be a really good one to do.
Sure. I don't mind participating in that call
okay.
at all. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much, Britton. And we will be in touch, and I will see you at your fly-in. I'm not scared.
All right. Fantastic, man. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care.
Well, there you go. Hope you enjoyed. Sorry about the audio quality. This show was put together like within 20 or 30 minutes, and I have no idea where that high-pitched tone came from. So I would like to thank Britton Shaw and Jeff Goin at this time. Thank you guys very much for coming on and explaining about ratings, USPA, lots of information to digest, and a lot of things there I did not know. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys knew a lot of this information, and it may have brought up some new questions for a lot of people. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email or leave a message, and I will see if I can get an answer for you or get Britton back on the show and try to get more questions answered for you. I have other shows. I actually ended up bumping this in front of some other shows that I've already edited and everything, but this was a very hot topic on the PPG list, and I wanted to get it out there so you guys could get more information about the ratings that are required for the Memorial Day weekend fly-in. One thing I'm thinking about doing this weekend is a town hall PPG meeting and Skype. Get a bunch of guys talking about ratings, USPA, and see where it goes. Could be hectic. I'm not necessarily going to limit it to any number of people. I will put it on the PPG list time and a date and see what happens. See if there's an interest. If you're interested in it, go ahead and email me and we'll go from there. Thank you for listening. This is Will Jones with Talking PPG Radio. Bye-bye.
Wish I could fly to the skies very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, and on the breeze, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly. Way, we've been miles, we could just be ours. Let's fade into the sun, let our spirit fly, 'cause we are one.